Hey, this is Keith Acato with The Mortgage Reel, MLO 112443, powered by Fairway Independent Mortgage. Such a great company to be with. So I want to talk a lot today about a conversation I'm having many times with both past clients and new clients calling in for information. This one is tied to the home equity line of credit or second mortgage. For many homeowners, they have a first mortgage, whether that's a fixed rate or they have an ARM. And then on the second mortgage, they have a home equity line of credit. Now, for my past history, this is my 19th year in mortgage. And for previous to that, for 9 years, I was in banking. And during that 9 years, one of my main focuses was home equity lines of credit. So I definitely have an expertise from my past on the home equity line of credit, because that's what I did and that's how it got me into my mortgage career. So the biggest conversation I'm having is understanding where we are in the market today. And the question I'm having with a lot of homeowners is, have you considered what you want to do with that second mortgage? Now, with the second mortgage or home equity line of credit, if you're unable to pay that off like a car, and treat it like a car loan and pay it off in a short amount of time with a goal, then the question is, how long are you gonna let that sit there and be exposed to an adjustable interest rate? Now, for a home equity line of credit, sometimes they have teaser rates where it's fixed for a while. You know, it's a fixed interest rate for X amount of time. You know, the banks offer these promotions. But once that period's over, it's an adjustable rate tied to the Wall Street prime rate. Now, the significance of that is what the Federal Reserve, does. When you hear the Fed's cut rates or increase rates, it impacts that Wall Street prime rate directly, and there in turn impacts that home equity line of credit. Now, I just want to point out a fact here. If you go back to July of 2004, the Wall Street prime rate was 4.25%. At that time, as the Federal Reserve aggressively tried to control inflation, they were increasing that short-term Fed rate, which impacted the Wall Street prime rate. And in fact, if you look, you can Google this, the history of the Wall Street prime rate, you can Google this and look at the historicals. If you went from July of 2004 and you fast forwarded to June of 2006, so literally within a year and a half's time, it went up by 4%, and then shortly after jumped again. So it went up to a max at that point of 8.25%. Now, if you were exposed at that time with a home equity line of credit, that monthly payment that you had doubled in interest because that Wall Street prime went up. So right now we're a bit complacent because it hasn't felt like it's moved that much. The Federal Reserve last year in 2018 moved from 4.75% to 5.5%. So that's a 0.75 increase, right? So your interest rate on that second mortgage went up by 0.75%. So here's the key thing. We're in a historical time where real estate values are still holding at some of the all-time highs. We're off from the all-time highs, but still, most people would agree here in Washington State, we're still sitting at very high levels. On the flip side of mortgage rates, we're now touching historical lows that we haven't seen since December of 2017. Now, this is just very fresh that's happening in the marketplace. But if you follow the cycle of interest rates for first mortgages, we have been unable to quote, myself as a loan officer, I have been unable to quote these interest rates that we're seeing currently since December of 2017. So you have a period of time which is unprecedented. You have real estate values sitting at some of their highs, and you have mortgage rate sitting at some of the historical lows. It is possibly one of the best times where you can combine your first and second mortgage together. Why would you do this? Well, if you talk to a CPA, financial advisor, tax accountant, I'm going to hypothetically assume that they would say this would be a good strategy also if it's based upon your goals. So again, for me, how I look at it, and I treat even my own mortgage, because I have a first and second mortgage and a home, the home equity line of credit in second position, If I can't pay the balance off that I'm carrying on that home equity line of credit within a short period of time, and I am personally predicting that interest rates myself in my own head are going to move up sometime in the next 3 years or less, or something's going to happen with the economy and something's going to happen with inflation. Folks, we have to keep in mind that we have been on a 10-year run of a great economy here in the United States. We came out of the recession, the economy came back, it's been fairly stable. So is it facing a period of time now where if you go through US economy cycles, about every 10 years or less, we go through and hit another recession? Well, we're outside of that 10-year window now, and could a recession be looming? You know, that's the crystal ball of the geniuses out there above my pay grade. But in my own mind, I want to be prepared because I don't want to be exposed to an interest rate exposure going back to the prime rate that impacted my second mortgage back then, like in 2004 to 2006. I don't want to be exposed to a 4% increase in my second mortgage. So for me, I'm looking at how do I minimize my interest rate exposure? And this is the same conversation. So again, if your goals are unable to pay down that second mortgage to a very manageable amount, so you're not exposed to a higher interest rate fluctuation should the Fed start increasing rates, then it could be one of the best times to combine your first and second mortgage together. So if you're looking at where the current interest rate is on that Fed prime rate at 5.5%, even if the Feds begin to cut interest rates, are they going to get to the same rate adjustable as you could have a fixed rate? That is a great question, right? So hypothetically, if you had 4.25 currently on your first mortgage and you have 5.5 on your second mortgage and carrying a $50,000 to $100,000 balance, and believe this, folks, a lot of people right now have these type of balances. Even if the Fed start to cut that second mortgage, would there be more peace of mind created if you could refinance your mortgages together and have the same or lower rate than you have today on your first mortgage? That would make a lot of sense. So, they say, well, Keith, and you know, I'm prolonging paying it off. Well, yes and no. With a first mortgage, if you have no prepayment penalties and you can do principal reductions, then it would make a lot of sense if you added additional principal payment that you would have made on that second mortgage and do an additional principal reduction on your monthly payment of your now one mortgage combined that has your first and second all combined. Why? Well, the biggest thing is in the future, if you would have been exposed to that second mortgage rate going higher because the Feds are increasing rates to fight inflation, you now have the peace of mind that you have a fixed rate first mortgage that you can just simply make principal reductions on. If you wouldn't have done this, vice versa, and you would have had interest rate exposure on that home equity line of credit, as that interest went up, what you may have been paying towards principal at the time, if you go back to 2004 to 2006, when that interest rate went from 4.25 to 8.25 because of the Fed's increase, what you would have made possibly in a principal payment now is going towards interest, because that threw a lot of homeowners through shock back then. And back then, the first mortgage rates were higher. The values were not as high as they are today. So combining the first and second together for many, I remember, was not an option. So again, that's the whole topic of today's conversation, is just creating awareness on making sure that your goals are matching where the market is and what could be of the future. Don't get caught by thinking that these interest rates are gonna hang out here forever. It's just an economic cycle. It has to go up. So when it does start going up, if inflation kicks in or the economy is doing something else, what if the values were off the levels that they are today? The interest rates start going up, and if you wanted to combine the first and second because the value is not there, you're unable to. Now you're stuck in a position where you have to be exposed to that second mortgage volatility with what the Feds are going to do with interest rates. When we go into an inflationary period, the Feds have to start doing something to control it. and they start increasing that short-term Fed fund rate, which impacts the Wall Street prime rate, which impacts your second mortgage. At the moment, if the Fed start cutting, is that a sign that we're going into deflation? Well, that is still yet to be seen, and I'm sure you're gonna hear a lot about it, not only from us, but if you just turned on the media, looked at social media, or even interacted on Google, there's gonna be a ton of information there. But this is just a very good time to understand this in closing. We are still at touching historical highs of real estate values here in Washington. I'm speaking mostly to King Pierce and Snohomish County. And we are seeing interest rates that we have not seen since December of 2017 at possibly some of the historical lows. It's still not where we were back in the times of the recession and going back to the previous recession of the dot-com bust that was in 2000 when I first started, which was a crazy time of interest rates I have never seen since. But the fact of it is, highest values, potentially high values, and then lowest interest rates, meaning since 2017, December, it's a great time to consider how do you take advantage of that to create more peace of mind, a better outcome that matches your goals to have lowest interest rate exposure over a long term, right? That is the goal, and that's the conversation I'm having a lot with, not only with my past clients, with a lot of people calling into the Mortgage Reel, but also being very honest for myself. I am personally consolidating my first and second mortgage. I've paid it down, but I still feel that that's a balance that I don't want to have exposure to. I would rather have one payment where I can make additional principal reductions each month with the different cash flow that I have and no longer have to be worried about the second mortgage. Now, crazy enough to say this, I am still going to put a second mortgage in place after my closing. Why? Because it's a great tool for me to leverage if I want to consider an investment property, if I want to make an investment in a business, or if I need something for the short-term cash flow availability. I don't have to worry about rushing to a bank and reapplying for a loan. I have this line of credit sitting there and it's going to be at a zero balance, but if something comes up as an investment opportunity, I want that ability to be able to stroke the check and be able to make a move because, as you know, timing is everything in the investment world. So if you have any questions around this topic, please feel free to give me a call. My over now almost 30 years of financial experience between 9 years in banking and 19 years in mortgage, I do consider myself highly educated and highly knowledgeable around both topics of mortgage and second mortgages. And I definitely keep up to speed with the second mortgage with a lot of colleagues I've had in the past in the banking world. So any questions, please feel free to direct them to me. I'll always get an answer if I get hit with something I don't know of. But the most important piece is peace of mind, right? Have peace of mind and just make sure it matches your goals. Leave it at this. If you call in, there is nothing that I can do to pressure you. I can only provide you education to make sure that you have peace of mind. And if something makes sense, we continue the conversation to move forward and see if there's options to restructure the finances of your home. There's nothing else that I can do, so don't feel pressured. I welcome all calls around this because it is so important to have a game plan for the future. Thank you very much for tuning into the podcast. We'll be back with another great one soon. Take care.